Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
British Columbia. Thousands of homes and properties are under either evacuation or evacuation alert orders. Hundreds of wildfires, I think the count is, we just heard 275, burning across the province. Approximately three-fourths of these the orders of evacuation are in the Kamloops Fire Center region. We're joined on the program by the mayor of Kamloops, British Columbia, Mayor Ken Christian. Mr. Mayor, thank you very much for taking the time. How's your community?
You know, a little tense. It's very warm and incredibly smoky here. Yesterday, the air quality health index was over 10, which is as high as it goes. Today we're hovering about 9, and it generally gets worse in the afternoon. So just a lot of anxiety, and certainly we were wishing for some precipitation.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, what is the wildfire presence in Kamloops' vicinity?
You know, we seem to be the epicenter this year in British Columbia for wildfires. The Kamloops Fire Center has the infamous ability to boast the highest number, but there are 39 fires of note in British Columbia as when I was last briefed, and four of those are major fires in and around Kamloops.
What are the dangers to lives, to homes, to communities? We've heard about the evacuation and the evacuation alert orders that have been issued. Can you be a little more informative on that for us, please?
Yeah, well, I mean, the biggest loss was the loss of the village of Lytton, and that was just devastating, and that's in the Thompson-Nicola Regional District, which we're a part of, and certainly our heartfelt sympathies to Mayor Polderman and the citizens of Lytton, because rebuilding that community is going to be a monumental task, and, you know, we're there for them. Right adjacent to Kamloops, we have the Embleton Mountain Fire, which has really impacted Sun Peaks Resort, and it's now, I think, they're gaining some control of that fire. So Sun Peaks actually opened today after being closed for 2 weeks. So that's good news for them. The Tremont Creek Fire continues to plague the area to the west of us. Ashcroft, Cache Creek, Wallachine, Savanaugh, those communities under alert and, you know, always watching the winds and the potential presence of lightning. There's a nasty fire to the south of us called White Rock Lake Fire, and it's interfering with Highway 97, which connects us into the Okanagan. And then the biggest fire in British Columbia is Sparks Lake Fire, which is burning in the Bonaparte Plateau north of Kamloops. And it's a significant fire, and it's heading north into the Cariboo area. So lots of fires, lots of fire activity. Our airport looks like a military base, quite frankly.
Have you seen a year like this before, Mayor Christian?
You know, 2017 was a year like this. In fact, we had more evacuees in 2017 than we currently have, just because of the fires affecting some larger communities. But, you know, this is early in the season, Roy, and, you know, this is what worries myself and the EOC that we have operating here, that we haven't seen any precipitation. They're not forecasting any, and we're only in July. Usually August is the month that we see our big fire activity. So, you know, we're kind of bracing for that. But we have declared a provincial state of emergency in British Columbia, and we have about 3,500 firefighters working. Today, actually, we welcome more firefighters from Mexico, actually. We have them from Quebec, from Alberta, as well as the Canadian Armed Forces. So it's a big effort. We have fully 178 pieces of aircraft flying these fires, both helicopters and fixed-wing aircraft. So it's a big effort.
Yeah, I was in British Columbia in the summer of 2017, and I remember just how much smoke there was, and not being able to really at times even see on the highways where I was going, at least not see very far ahead. So if it's that kind of reality, I really feel for everyone in the province. Are you gaining the upper hand? Is there a sense that at least some wins in sight here?
Yeah, there has been. And actually, over the last couple of days, BC Forest Service has done an admirable job of gaining some control lines around these fires. But the winds do pick up in the late afternoon and evening, and they take a run at the fire guards, and sometimes there's excursions or escapes, and they have to start over again in the morning and get these fire lines reestablished. So it's tough work. It's very, very hot here. And, these firefighters are just, working amazingly well, very well coordinated. And we're just a little short of incident commanders right now because there are so many fires of note.
Okay. One more question for you. For people who aren't particularly familiar with the geography of the area, how secure is Kamloops itself?
Downtown here at City Hall, we're quite secure, but like any larger city, we have communities or suburbs that have what we call urban interface areas, and so the Counts Fire and Rescue have always had a really good fire smart plan, and right now they're invoking that plan. We have tenders and bush trucks and additional engine crews on standby, especially when we see the weather is not going to cooperate. So we also have structural protection units, which are those long sprinkler lines that we're able to deploy. We've had to do that once already this year with an urban interface fire here in Kamloops, and we had another one in the Goose Lake area, which was threatening the Aberdeen area of Kamloops. But it's a big city with lots of tentacles, so I can't say the entire city is safe, but that's why we are urging the citizens to have a fairly high degree of situational awareness, to know your surroundings and know the hazards, and seek refuge when you feel it important to do so.
Mayor Christian, thank you so much for making the time for us today. I know you're incredibly busy. We appreciate it. People across the country want to know how our fellow Canadians in British Columbia are faring at this difficult time. And, this is a cliche at times, but our thoughts are with you.
Thank you very much, Roy. Appreciate
that. If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.